I stand for a few moments, regaining my breath, peering in all directions, but I can't see him anywhere. At last, feeling a little dejected, I turn and make my way back down the hillside to the group. As I get near, I realize they're all shouting and waving at me. Oh God, am I in trouble?
You did it!
A woman with long red hair is yelling.
You did it!
Did what?
You ran over the hot coals!
I look down at my feet, and I don't believe it. They're covered in grey ash. In a daze, I look at the pit of coals, and there's a set of clear footprints running through it. Oh my God!
How did you do it?
Demands the red-haired woman.
What was in your mind?
I can answer. Chandra comes forward, smiling. Becky has achieved the highest form of karmic bliss. She was concentrating on one goal, one pure image, and this has driven her body to achieve a supernatural state.
Everyone is goggling at me like I'm suddenly the Dalai Lama.
It was nothing, really, I say with a modest smile. Just, you know, spiritual enlightenment.
Can you describe the image? Asks the red-haired woman in excitement.
Was it white?
Someone else chimes in.
Not really white, I say.
Was it a kind of shiny blue-green? Comes Luke's voice from the back.
I look up sharply. He's gazing at me, totally straight-faced.
I don't remember, I say. The colour wasn't important. Did it feel like... Luke appears to think hard. Like the links of a chain were pulling you along?
That's a very good image, Luke, chimes in Chandra, pleased.
No, I say shortly. It didn't. Actually, I think you probably have to have a higher appreciation of spiritual matters to understand.
I see. Luke nods gravely.
Luke, you must be very proud, Chandra beams. Is this not the most extraordinary thing you have ever seen your wife do?
Luke looks from me to the smouldering coals, to the silent group, and back to Chandra.
Chandra, he says, take it from me. This is nothing.
After the class is finished, everyone heads to the terrace where cool drinks are waiting on a tray. But I stay on my mat meditating to show how dedicated I am to higher things. I'm half concentrating on the white light of my being and half imagining running over hot coals in front of Trudy and Sting while they applaud admiringly, when a shadow falls across my face.
Greetings, O spiritual one, says Luke, and I open my eyes to see him standing in front of me, holding out a glass of juice.
You're just jealous because you don't have a beautiful inner being, I retort, and casually smooth back my hair so the red dot painted on my forehead shows.
Insanely, agrees Luke. Have a drink.
He sits down beside me on the ground and hands me the glass. I take a sip of delicious, ice-cold passion fruit juice, and we both look out over the hills toward the distant horizon.
You know, I could really live in Sri Lanka, I say. It's perfect. The weather, the scenery, all the people are so friendly.
You said the same in India, Luke points out, and Australia,
and Amsterdam. Oh, God, Amsterdam. I'd completely forgotten we went there.
I take another sip of juice and let my mind range back over the last 10 months. We've visited so many countries, it's kind of difficult to remember everything at once. It's almost like a blur of film, with sharp, bright images here and there. Snorkeling with all those blue fish in the Great Barrier Reef, the pyramids in Egypt, the elephant safari in Tanzania, buying all that silk in Hong Kong, the gold souk in Morocco, finding that amazing Ralph Lauren outlet in Utah. God, we've had some experiences. I sigh happily and take another sip of juice. Luke produces a pile of envelopes.
Some post came from England.
I sit up in excitement and start leafing through the envelopes.
Vogue! I exclaim as I get to my special subscriber edition in its shiny plastic cover.